just some respect. I might be enough to cover you up, hold you down. Next to me, run you around. Blink at me once, my friend, you might see that the color is red, filling up your eyes and your head with a secret that you wanna go down to the beach. That's total House of Pain. It's not a good thing. Maybe there's Empire Homes and Capitones, and everybody needs a home. It takes centuries to build and seconds to fall.
We're gonna do a song that was written, I don't know if it was actually written by Muddy Waters, but I first heard it done by Muddy Waters, and it's called Champagne and Reefer. And Buddy Guy is gonna help us out.
Listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Now I want to tell you a little story about the old demon alcohol. Yes, indeed, my little chickadee. It's a sad and woeful story about a middle-class executive who enjoyed a life of prominence and position. But the pressures of the office and his socialite engagements and his selfish wife's fanatical ambition, it turned him to the booze, and he got mixed up with a floozy, and she led him to a life of indecision. The floozy made him spend his dough. She left him lying on Skid Row, a drunken lag, had some salvation army mission. It's very
Kavinsky had asthma. He was often absent from school. But he still performed well on tests and quizzes. So all the other kids felt like fools. Kalinsky had asthma. Spinning bottles never pointed his way. You see, he had difficulty breathing, so he couldn't participate in sports. The jocks said he was gay. Joy Division and the Misfits. Forgot all about him. And then one night I was hanging out at a local rock club, checking out a band a friend of mine said I really shouldn't miss. And there he was, singing a song that went a little something like this. Couldn't even blow out a simple mind. I couldn't even blow out a simple mind. I couldn't even blow out a simple mind. I couldn't even blow out a simple mind.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
From England, for all of the youngsters through our country and Canada and Australia, Joe Cocker and his Grease Band. So let's have a fine welcome.
Yeah.
Next Friday and Saturday, you'll be where?
Fillmore East.
Fillmore? Oh, wonderful. For all of us and all of the audience and all of the youngsters who are your terrific fans over here, wish you the most wonderful success on your tour.
Thank you very much, Ed.
Fine. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Let's hear it.
Eddie?
Yeah?
Give me a kiss goodnight.
I'd be glad to.
Something that's not lost, and I wish that's so.
good times to come back. Feeling blue, 'cause there's so much to live up to. And I wish that somehow I could give it all to you. Don't worry.
connect, bones connect to your shoulder bones. Shoulder bones connect to your backbone. Here's the word of the law. Well, your backbone's connect to your hip. Your hip bones connect to your thigh bone. Your thigh bones connect to your knee bone. Here's the word of the law.
I could have a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my mom,
I'd probably talk about
cutting and burning.
I'd probably talk about
cutting and burning.
I'd probably talk about girls.
We'd probably talk about girls.
Anything, boys, school,
cutting and burning,
clothes.
You'd be amazed at what they'll talk about if you give them the chance.
If I had a heart-to-heart with my dad,
if it were a real heart-to-heart, I'd tell my parents what I'm going through.
Just listen and be supportive.
Probably talk to him about growing up.
I'd probably tell my dad that I wish we'd do more stuff together.
I don't think it has to be a heart-to-heart. I just want to talk.
Cutting and burning in my life made the pain that was going on in my mind real.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Carrie intentionally burned her arms with a curling iron.
Cutting and burning in my life made the pain that was going on in my mind real.
She got help and tries to help others.
Just listen and be supportive, but also don't enable the person to feel sorry for themselves and to keep going downhill. Try to stay away from that by encouraging them. How can you go forward? What do you need to do to make something positive out of this?
Who needs you to be supportive? From the Mennonite Churches and Faith and Values Media.
Passed.
You try to answer, but no words come out. Your face gets harder as the anger rises. You can see excitement in their eyes as they flee their aggression in the usual way. It's easier to fight, harder just to walk away. Turned against the cold. You're tired and hungry and you're fit to drop. The rain is pouring, won't it ever stop? You hear the voice from the alleyway saying, come here, boy, don't I know your name? And there's no use in running, so you got to stay. It's easier to fight, harder just to walk away. Proud. You feel your heartbeat as the tones ring out. No comprehension what it's all about. They don't need a reason for this anyway. But it's easier to fight, harder just to walk away. Walk away. Walk away. It's easier to fight, harder just to walk away. So you stand and lash out.
You're listening to the Classic Ruins on WMFO in Mepha.
the show. The first thing I see is the burning pictures of me head to toe. Thank you.
people say.